Rwandans head to the polls today in an election that will decide whether incumbent President Paul Kagame will have another seven-year term. First chosen by Parliament in 2000 and then by popular election in 2003, Kagame has overseen the reconstruction of his country following the 1994 genocide and is the hands-on favorite. Emer McCarthy has this report.
Kagame leads the ruling Tutsi-dominated Rwandan Patriotic Front, which swept to power after putting an end to the slaughter of 800,000 Tutsi and moderate Hutu 16 years ago. He took power formally in 2000. Three parties are fielding candidates to challenge him. His strongest rival is the Deputy Speaker of Parliament, who heads the Social Democratic Party. But analysts expect Kagame to win with a landslide majority. He is popular for restoring stability after the genocide and, thanks to a $3 million campaign, has a far stronger organizational apparatus than his contenders. However, observers point to the lack of serious opposition. Rwandan media critical of the government was effectively dismantled in the run-up to the elections, while the United Nations, the European Union, the United States, France and Spain have already publicly expressed concerns about the deteriorating human rights situation ahead of the poll. South Africa, moreover, recalled its ambassador to Rwanda for consultations after the two countries' relations soured over the shooting of a dissident Rwandan general. The general, who was a critic of Kagame, fled his homeland in February and was shot in the stomach in Johannesburg in June last. Rwanda is a landlocked nation in the Great Lakes region of Africa. It is a strategic player in the fertile, mineral-rich eastern borderlands of the DRC. Donor nations hope, should he win, that Kagame will fulfill his promise to gradually democratize the nation in legislative elections billed for 2013. I'm Emer McCarthy.